This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The Israeli military on Sunday said it had exposed a network of Hamas tunnels, command centers, and rocket launchers beneath and adjacent to hospitals in northern Gaza.
Across the street, only 75 meters, 80 meters, to the hospital. Here, the IDF identified a launch pad, meaning they launch rockets from here. I want to repeat it. They launch rockets on Israel 75 meters from an hospital.
They were showing satellite pictures while talking about that. The Islamist group Hamas denies doing so and has accused Israel of spreading lies. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made a surprise visit to the West Bank, as we hear now from VOA's Gary Butterworth.
During an unannounced visit to the West Bank on Sunday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. America's top diplomat reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to delivering life-saving humanitarian aid and resuming essential services in Gaza as Israel's war against Hamas continues. The U.S. Secretary also made clear during talks in Ramallah on Sunday that Palestinians must not be forcibly displaced, according to the State Department. Israel, meanwhile, says it has hit more than 2,500 terror targets since launching its offensive on Hamas. Gary Butterworth, VOA News, Jerusalem.
The hostage situation at Hamburg Airport has ended about 18 hours after a man drove his vehicle through the gates with his four-year-old daughter inside. Villagers in the mountains of northwest Nepal have cremated the bodies of some who perished in an earthquake that hit the area Friday night. This is VOA.